Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And sometimes in these little podcasts, these little espresso-sized explorations, I'm speaking to something that I've spent a lot of years looking at, speaking about, or teaching. And sometimes they're more of the moment. They're more what I'm seeing now. And this is one of those. So I'm going to ask for a little bit of leeway to be a little bit clumsier than I like to be in sharing it. But hopefully you'll find it as impactful as I have been finding it in my own life. And it came out of a conversation I had with one of my mentors. And I'd noticed that I had gotten busy. Now, I make a distinction between busy and having a lot on. I had a conversation with the legendary Jack Canfield, the author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, among others. And I was interviewing him for Hay House. And I said to him, just chatting before the interview, I said, "Are you busy at the moment?" And he said, "Well, I have a lot on, but I'm not particularly busy." And I remember loving that distinction because I know for myself, sometimes I have a lot on, but I could go and go and go. And sometimes I really technically don't have a lot on, but I feel incredibly busy. And so I noticed that I'd gotten busy. I'd started to feel like one thing was on top of another, and there were just so many things to take care of, and I just did not feel like I had time to take care of them. And I'd look out into the future and go, "God, I don't have a break for 2.5 months, so it's going to be like this for 2.5 months, and I don't know if I can do that." And I could feel myself winding myself up more and more and more. Now, I saw it enough that I knew to reach out to somebody, and what they pointed out to me, as is inevitably what people point out to me when I get stuck, is, "Oh, you've just gone a little crazy." Now, that might sound very negative to me. I laugh because I'm like, yeah, I get it. I've just started overthinking things. And what they pointed out particularly is that I'd started really buying into the idea of the future as a place to hang out instead of now. Now, if that makes sense to you, then I'm going to get to the point of that in a minute. If that doesn't yet quite make sense to you, I'd started to think that I needed to take care of tomorrow's problems today, that I needed to somehow figure out what I was going to have for dinner next Friday instead of just figuring out what I was going to have for lunch right now. And the great thing about shrinking, and it's really expanding, but it feels like shrinking your time horizon to now, is it's always now. There's never a shortage of now. You will never run out of now. And now is the only time you can do stuff. So any efforts to figure out now what I'm going to do in the future, other than some very basic planning to coordinate action, uses up my bandwidth. It makes me feel full. It makes me feel busy, even though I've always got more than enough now to do what there is to do now. I just don't need to take such big bites now. I don't need to load up my plate now if I know the smorgasbord will still be waiting for me tomorrow. And the way that that started showing up in me, the question that started coming to mind when I could feel myself getting busy in my head was, what's not your job right now? And I remember I was walking with the dogs and I was really up in my head and that question came to mind, what's not your job right now that you're trying to do right now? And I was like, well, I guess I don't need to sort out all my business problems on this dog walk. So, okay. That's not my job right now. And I guess I don't need to make sure my kids are okay right now while I'm on this dog walk. So that's not my job right now. And I guess I don't need to know how I'm going to pay the tax bill in 9 months now. Okay, that's not my job right now. And I guess I don't need to figure out what I'm going to do for. And it went on and on and on. And I realized the reason I felt so busy, the reason it felt so like there was so much to do and not enough time to do it, is because I was taking on a lifetime's worth of jobs as if they all needed to be done now. My only job right now is talking to you. That's it. I'll have another job when I'm done with this job. But for now, this is all that's on my plate. And I've said before in these podcasts, the thing about us human beings is we're really good at eating what's on our plate now, at handling what's on our metaphorical plate now. We're not really good at eating what we think is going to be on our plate tomorrow or what we remember being on our plate yesterday. And what's happened for me is as I've asked myself this question more, as I've seen my habit of trying to do a million jobs in my head while I'm generally doing a pretty straightforward job in my body, is I do what there is to do now so much better when I'm not distracted by all the things I think at some point I'm going to have to do. So if you want to experiment with this, just even as we're speaking or throughout the day today, throughout the week this week, just from time to time, if you notice yourself getting a little overwhelmed, feeling like, oh, there's so much to do and not enough time to do it, just ask yourself, what's not my job right now? What am I trying to take on in this moment that isn't there for me to take on in this moment? And what I'm pretty confident you'll find is that when you restrict yourself to what is actually your job right now, which will always be something straightforward, it might be, my job right now is to walk my dogs. My job right now is to drive my car. My job right now is to talk to this client. My job right now is to do some strategic planning. My job right now is whatever my job right now is. All those other things that actually take a lot on your plate, to too much on your plate, to busyness, to the feeling of too much to do, not enough time, fall away. And you find yourself here, now, with all the time in the world, because we all have all the time there is in the world. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.